Now a story about unpacking cultural differences and prejudice in Crown Heights, Brooklyn. Four radio rookies are all recent immigrants to the United States from the Caribbean. They all came within the past year. The girls now attend high school near the epicenter of where the Crown Heights riots erupted 20 years ago. But as newcomers, the rookies know nothing about the area's fraught history, and everything they think about their Jewish neighbors so far has been based on rumors and assumptions.
Wagwan popcorn!
We be what's poppin', what's happening, what's cracking.
I'm Selena.
Chantel.
Sabrina.
And Tanjanika.
We're from the Caribbean.
Jamaica.
And Guyana.
When we first came to New York, we thought everything would be gold. Seeing celebrities every day and life would be easy. But none of this is true. New York is dirty. It's nothing like the Caribbean. Fun on the beach and dance parties almost every day. One thing about New York, though, we can't wait for the Labor Day parade.
We live in a New York, but a yard we think there still.
This means we live in New York, but we will always love our roots. We all attend high school for global citizenship in Crown Heights. Around the school, there are different types of people. It's like a mini world in one neighborhood. We thought everyone in this neighborhood would be friendly, like in the Caribbean. Wrong. Asking for directions is hard. Some people tell us to speak English because of our accents. Also, of all the people in this neighborhood, we were most afraid to ask a Jewish person because we heard that the Jews are mean. They don't take showers, they cook only one time for the week, and they own everything in New York City.
People like the stereotype, and I think that when you don't know much about a community, then you make up things.
This is our U.S. history teacher, Miss Ali.
So when you don't know something, then you tend to create a lot of falsehoods, rather than asking the community, well, what is life like? Now, with the Jewish community in Crown Heights, they are kind of like a very close-knit group. So they really don't allow other people to come in. But because they don't allow other people to come in, people run and they make their own assumptions based on what other people say. I mean, have you spoken to any of the Jewish people in this neighborhood?
No, but we did get to talk to Mr. Aldubi. He's our music teacher.
Are you a Jew, Mr. Aldubi?
Yes, I am Jewish.
I didn't even know he was Jewish. I thought he would have long hair on the sides, a beard, and wear all black. But he dresses regular, with pants and a dress shirt. And he's clean-shaven, even his head.
You have different streams of Judaism. So you have Orthodoxy, which is, you know, the strictest one. And then you have the conservative movement. And you have the reform movement and the reconstructionist and the humanist one.
After me never know there are so much type of Jews.
That's Potterfor. I didn't know there were so many types of Jews. It's like how there are many types of black people in Crown Heights. It's very diverse. You can't really tell where a person is from by just looking at them.
All right.
Yes, Miss Ali.
We were in Miss Ali's room when we watched a short documentary called Living Apart. It showed us about Crown Heights 20 years after the riots. We couldn't believe there was a riot. We also learned that the Jews in this neighborhood are Lubavitch. The riots were between the blacks and the Lubavitch Jews in Crown Heights.
The incident sparked acts of vandalism and rioting directed towards Jews.
And all because rumors spread like the flu. You can pass it on till everyone catches it. We spoke with someone from within the community, like Miss Ali suggested.
My name is Alana.
I'm David Spencer, and I am Alana's husband.
They are Lubavitch Jews who live in Crown Heights.
Lubavitch is separated from the rest of Crown Heights because they have a belief that it's important to preserve Jewish culture and Jewish tradition. And there's a belief that in order to do that, we have to shelter the kids and maybe even the adults from outside influences that would take away from that. There's a feeling like preservation of Jewish culture and Jewish thought is extremely, extremely important, almost more than anything else. And many other things are considered a threat to something pure.
In the beginning, we felt a certain way about the Jewish people because each of us had a bad experience or was given the wrong information. And from then on, we just made generalizations about a whole group of people. Now, when we see a Lubavitch person in the neighborhood, we won't think they're racist. But just because we're learning about each other doesn't mean it's going to be like a party where everybody is happy and having a good time. If people just talk it out and listen to each other, things should be okay in Crown Heights. We're rookie reporters, Sabrina Smith,
Chantel Clark,
Selena Brown,
and Tanjanika Taylor.
Signing out.
Bye!
This story was produced by Sanda Tai. To watch a video that includes a discussion between the rookies and a group of girls from a local yeshiva, visit schoolbook.org.